Well, I have a wonderful electronic invention I want you to see. It looks something like this.
What's going on, Curiosity Builders? I'm Chris Martin, and you're listening to Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast for creative entrepreneurs, makers, artists, podcasters, writers, filmmakers, designers, and coders who are on a mission of bringing their ideas to life by creating new things and getting their work to work. Whether you're just starting out or have been at this creative life for some time, I hope you learn something new in this podcast, challenge your assumptions about what is possible, and chase big ideas so you can become who you were born to be. Have you ever wondered where ideas come from? More than that, have you ever considered how to capture them and convert them for use in your creative projects? Inspired by David Lynch's masterclass on creativity and filmmaking, I wanted to share one of his concepts about the flow of ideas. We are surrounded with infinite possibilities in a variety of senses and mediums. Yet, as creative entrepreneurs, we tell ourselves that we have no good ideas. The reason for that? We don't accept the natural flow of ideas. Instead, we judge and filter them out way too soon. The result is a lack of ideas, good or bad. Show notes and links to resources mentioned in this episode can be found at gwtw.co/372. You'll also find links to stream the show on the major podcast platforms, an opportunity to keep in touch with Chris Martin Studios through the Curiosity Lab, and ways to support Getting Work to Work by purchasing posters, swag packs, and more. Do you believe that we are surrounded by ideas? I love to think that there is an abundance of ideas surrounding us. In David Lynch's masterclass, he talks about the flow of ideas, and he describes them as sights, sounds, moods, songs, light temperatures. And for myself, I'd include things like words, lyrics, places, and people. And in all of these senses and mediums are an abundance of ideas. If I were to draw a picture of the system of ideas and creative production, I would start with a circle that represents myself, and surrounding me are hundreds and thousands of tiny circles with the word idea in them. And what's interesting is there are a few ways to capture those ideas. First, we could get a butterfly net and go running in the sea of ideas and try to capture as many as possible. Or we could fish for ideas. David Lynch writes about this in his book, Catching the Big Fish. But what if we could receive those ideas like a receiver? Either a radio or television receiver. We tune into a certain channel, and we receive ideas according to that channel. Or perhaps we treat ideas like a faucet or a hose, and that we turn it on and just let them come out unencumbered, and then shut off the flow. Regardless of how you perceive the flow of ideas, the question isn't just the flow of them, but what we ultimately do with them. And I think regardless of the flow ideas, we also need to be able to receive them, process them, and store them for future use. Because raw ideas need to be refined through a creative process. But all too often, we interrupt the flow of ideas with critical thinking and judgment so that we then are not just capturing raw ideas, but refined ideas. But once these ideas are in our storage, we want them to be raw so that we can use our creativity to transform them into actual usage on our creative projects. I grant you, this is an idealized system of ideation and creation. Where could we possibly go wrong with all these metaphors? Well, I think we go wrong because more too often we declare in a state of despair, I have no ideas. And the problem is, as I mentioned before, that we do not know how to turn off our judgment when we are capturing ideas. Instead, we shut off the flow of ideas so that we can one by one judge the merits of the idea. A friend once said of another friend, they would stop a parade to pick up a penny. Instead of stopping the parade to pick up the penny, we need to embrace the flow of ideas and develop systems of receiving, processing, and storage so that we can later convert those ideas with creativity. Here's the interesting thing. We can't always be receiving ideas. We need to be able to turn off the radio and play back the captured tunes in our heads. So I recommend having time in your daily routine that allows for an uninterrupted flow of ideas. This could be first thing in the morning, it could be in the shower, on a walk, whatever works for you. But then you need to store those ideas. It could be in a voice memo on your phone or written longhand in your notebook, so that you can go back later and work with those raw ideas. The second area where you can work with the flow of ideas is when you have a specific project that you're working on. Then you need to start filtering the ideas for the project. And this is where the stored ideas come into play. But that also allows time to kind of riff on those raw ideas and transform them into new ideas. And in the second form of ideation, I think this is where teams have more time to share ideas that could be beneficial. And so it's not just the raw ideas floating in the ether, but also the shared ideas between people. And this is a huge benefit in terms of the flow of ideas. But I don't know about you, but I've had moments where I'm trying to come up with an idea and I share too soon and the idea gets shot down, even though later it might have been the right idea for the project. But I just didn't let it naturally progress because I judged it too quickly. I want to share 5 ways to promote the flow of ideas. The first is to sit in silence. I usually start my day this way, where I've got a book, I've got my notebook, and I'm just taking in the sights, the sounds, and I'm storing them in my notebook for later. The second way is to ask questions. As you know, I ask a lot of questions. I'm willing to ask stupid questions. I like to ask intelligent questions. It just really comes down to asking as many questions as possible so that third, you can listen. You not only need to listen to the responses of your questions asked, but listen, eavesdrop. Listen to the stories that people are telling others. Just listen to the sounds of nature outside. Listen to your heart. Listen to your stomach when it growls. All of this is how you can promote the flow of ideas. Fourth, you need to write them down quickly. Write those ideas down quickly and as fast as possible. And this is something that Werner Herzog says in his masterclass on writing. Write as quickly as possible without judgment. Judge later. I just think that's so critical. Fifth and finally, to promote the flow of ideas, don't worry. Don't worry about whether it's a good enough idea, whether it's a bad idea, whether there are any ideas. Just don't worry. Because much like everything else in life, when you worry, you shut down possibilities. You shut down ways to be creative. And I think you just shut down as a person when you start to worry. So I hope that you'll find ways to promote the flow of ideas in your life and work. And as you get to the rest of your holiday, Christmas, New Year's, all of the ways that you can be busy, look for the flow of ideas in everything that you're doing. Until next time, may creativity and curiosity fuel your life.